happy, we're just friends.
At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now, at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. Yeah, I'm going to keep it to two tonight. Two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. Sometimes with just a little bit less energy than others, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And coming up pretty much now, it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And with tonight's episode, we will be 100% caught up on the backlog. It's been a long time, a long, long time. But I noticed that given my upcoming weeks of efforts that I'm going to have to make in non-Bubbles in the Think Tank life, that I probably won't be able to invest a whole lot of time in doing research, so I should probably get us out of the hole before it's too late. So there you go. Also, just so you know, I'm feeling a little lethargic. Not in the lazy kind of way, but more of the everything's uncomfortable and I just don't know what to do way. So we'll just keep on trying to hold things together as best as possible. I can already tell that I'm not giving my language skills their all tonight. So this ought to be fun with reading a bunch of radio obituaries to you. So why don't we get these radio obituaries underway. Like I said, it's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed. And we want to remind you, as we always do right at the beginning, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Paul Lilbuck Senegal, the American blues and Zydeco guitarist and singer. Let's see here. He performed with lots of musicians in the 50s, including Carol Ann, James Thunderbird Davis, Lee Dorsey, and Joe Tex. Not the Vertex. He also worked with Slim Harpo, Lazy Lester, all kinds of stuff. But then he really got going when he joined Clifton Chenier's band in 1969. Little Buck Senegal just passed away at 75. It's the initial radio obituary right here. Oh, that's right. We're starting off the whole show tonight with monkey content because we should, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Jim Pike. He was the co-founder and lead singer of The Letterman. That was one of the vocal groups of the late 50s, early 60s with a lush vocal harmony. Lush. Jim Pike just passed away at 82. It's the, what did I say? Post-initial. It's too early to be messing up on that stuff. The post-initial radio obituary for Jim Pike right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I loved my Lucy D. I loved her tenderly. My love was strong like a giant oak tree. I loved my Lucy D. We walked in the forest green. We talked in the forest green. The sun shone down on a lovely scene as we walked in the forest green. A song of love is a mighty theme, yet I walked as in a dream. Oh, Lucy, answer me. Please, Lucy, answer me. CD. I loved her tenderly. How I cursed the day I met Lucy G. Now I'm free of Lucy D.
Never loved me.
Free of Lucy D.
Never loved me.
Free of Lucy D. Free of Lucy D. Free of Lucy D.
The next radio obituary is for Peter Whitehead, the filmmaker, also a writer. He documented the subculture and counterculture in London and New York in the late 1960s. He was also known for his work as a director of promotional film clips, the precursors to the modern music video. He did several clips for the Rolling Stones and for Pink Floyd. Peter Whitehead just passed away at, is that 80? Gosh, why don't I notice whether or not this is going to be a problem? Because right now everything that requires thinking is a problem. Peter Whitehead just passed away at 82. It's our next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
the Cleanup Radio Obituary. Oh, by the way, you are still in tune to your freeform radio station. It is WNFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I just feel like I ought to remind you sometimes. It seems like a very smart thing to do. Very. I wouldn't want you to get discombobulated and not realize where you're at. Because I know how easy it is for that to happen. The next radio obituary is for Chuck Glaser, the last surviving member of the country group The Glaser Brothers. He began his career as a member of the award-winning trio Tom Paul and The Glaser Brothers. Went on to have a songwriting career. Chuck Glaser just passed away at 83. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Look at you, look at me, just how different can we be? Day and night, wrong and right, that's you and me. I love you, you love me, but we love so differently. Yes and no, stay and go, that's you and me. You and me, we just can't be close to each other. Everything is all mixed up in some way around there. I love you, you love me, but we love so differently. Black and white, day and night, that's you and me. I blame you, you blame me, and we go on constantly. Round and round, up and down, that's you and me. I tell you, you tell me, it's your fault that we disagree. Just the same, you're to blame, that's you and me. You and me, we just can't be close to each other. Everything is all mixed up in some way or other. I tell you, you tell me, it's your fault that we disagree. But like turtle doves, we're still in love, that's you and me. Like turtle doves, we're so in love, that's you and me.
In a highway cafe, poured coffee from dusk until dawn. But she was heartbroken 24 hours a day, for she longed for a trucker who'd gone.
Make it a corned beef on rye, she'd sing with a glee in her eye.
The headlights were burning,
the big wheels were turning.
Sweetheart would come by and by. He'd park his great semi off Route 64. She'd blush with a sweet little sigh. For at 11:30, he'd walk in the door and he'd order a corned beef on rye.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye. She'd sing with a gleam in her eye.
The jukebox was blaring. Soft eyes were staring. The corned beef would come by and by. All the drivers remember that night, so they say. She'd said her farewells to them all. But when the hands on the clock reached 12:15, her suitcase still stood in the hall.
And the hours passed by, even as the trucks passed by out on the highway. And then two grim highway patrolmen came into the place, shook the rain from their hats, And as the poor girl brought them their coffee, she overheard the words that they said.
Oh, Curly, did you see that old diesel flattened out like your damn nose up by the predicament tonight?
I did not, you know, Jack, man. That's a mislead your now.
That chili dog over here, honey.
You don't suppose that he had a little hallway on him down liner somewhere, do you?
Well, Curly, don't you know that damn trucker? Hell, they got a thing out of an affiliate every cafe from here to Las Cruces.
Now there is a small truck stop on Route 64 if you happen to be passing by. But there's a trucker who never stops in anymore, and a waitress who wished she knew why.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye, she sings with a tear in her eye.
And as her dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening in that highway cafe in the sky.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye, she sings with a tear in her eye.
And as her dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening in that highway cafe in the sky.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye, she sings with a tear in her eye.
And as her dark eyes are glistening,
and now to the radio obituary for Willie Ford, the bass singer of the Dramatics, frequently referred to as one of the greatest bass singers of all time. Willie Ford just passed away at 68. It's the radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Look good in your heart.
And now for a radio obituary for Sylvia Miles, the American actress, twice nominated for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. First one's for Midnight Cowboy in 1969, where her screen time was a total of 6 minutes, yet she was still nominated. I like that. Let's see here. She, she starred in Andy Warhol's film Heat in 1972. Quite a few other movies, including, let's see here, Oliver Stone's Wall Street, Shalimar, She-Devil, where she played the mother of Meryl Streep's character. She was in Sex and the City. Yeah, that's some stuff. Oh yes, in 1973, in a New York restaurant, she publicly dumped a plate of food onto the critic's John Simon's head for his negative comments about her in a film review. Sylvia Miles just passed away at 94. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. To the radio obituary for Ralph Murphy, the British-born Canadian musician, record producer, and songwriter, inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 2012. When he was 19, he moved to London and signed a record deal with Pye Records, where he released two singles in The Guardsman, who went on to change their name to the Slade Brothers. But they were good at opening for people. They got to open for the Kinks, the Troggs, Martha and the Vandellas, the Byrds, and the Walker Brothers. Let's see, when he, in the mid-60s, starting around 65, that's when he got his publishing deal. First big hit was James Royal's Call My Name in 1966. And then he started producing records for CBS in 1966, later producing for Fontana, Carnaby, Decca, and others. Ralph Murphy just passed away at 75. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Salam alaikum. Greetings. I will tell you the story of Ali Baba. Out in the desert, in the middle of the burning sand,
very hot,
lived Ali Baba, king of all the land.
Oh, he was a big man.
He had 1,000 camels and just as many wives. You'd think with all these things he had a very happy life.
But your life, he had a happy life.
Each night he led his men across the sand.
Yeah!
Robbing all the rich throughout the land.
Give us your money, love.
He took their jewels and treasure and made them all his slaves and buried all the treasure deep inside his magic cave.
Give me all that money, I'll fight.
Oh, Ali, the thousand dollar king, but he only had one son that he could bounce upon his knee.
As his son grew older day by day,
I was growing up.
The time had come to teach his son to say the magic words of Ali that opened up the cave. He had to learn to say, open sesame.
Open the neck of me. Open the neck.
He tried and tried, but could not make the grave.
No, and Leslie.
He tried so hard, he knelt right down and prayed. He knew he had to say it to make his father proud. The more he tried to speak the words, the more he failed.
Open me.
A robber overheard the secret code.
Now what's this?
He saw the chance to run off with the load.
Money?
When Ali had departed and left his precious store, the robber said the words and opened up the door.
Open sesame!
A miracle had happened in a trance.
You never believe it.
The boy could say the words, now was his chance. He rushed up to the doorway and locked the robber in. He said the magic words,
close sesame!
Now let me hear you say the magic words, open sesame.
Open net to me.
Open sesame.
Head to me, head to open sesame, head out, shut your mouth, I smash around the face.
Echo through the lane. Frankenstein had nothing on him. Dracula was.
Now that's the radio obituary for the French DJ and music producer Philippe Czar. He died just recently. Best known for producing tracks for the French rapper MC Solar, founding a dance music duo, and also founding the dance music duo Cassius in 1989. He was a pioneer in the Paris electronic music scene, known as the French Touch. He formed the band Motorbass, who produced one album. Philippe Czar just passed away at 52. Let's go right to that radio obituary for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be...